And when we hear that, we know it's time for a paddler's report in conjunction with the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club, presented by No Wake Outfitters, 1926 Airline Drive. They have the latest outdoor gear, especially fishing tackle that is hot for the local area. Going to find paddle sports equipment, kayaks, have some demos on occasion, and you can ask about fly tying and fly fishing classes right there at the shop. They are a fly shop specialist. That's No Wake Outfitters, 1926 Airline Drive in Metairie. Butch Ridgell joins us now. And, Butch, what can you tell the paddlers out there who maybe, I don't know, it's not too early to pre-fish for the minimalist challenge, but you don't know what kind of bait you're going to get. That's the problem there.
Yeah, it is. It's 2 weeks away. I'm sure some folks have ventured down that way. I'm going to wait and go next weekend. It's said, the mystery baits, Coco Marina, first time for some people fishing the area, fishing that tournament there. So it's going to be a little drama, a little suspense, and I'm pretty sure we're going to have a good time. There'll be fish caught.
What kind of baits have they given you in the past?
Oh, man, we've gotten everything from ice fishing jigs to topwater baits. I kid you not. You never know. I mean, normally it's some good stuff. You'll get a handful of plastics, hard bait, 3 to 5 hooks. You don't get a lot of terminal tackle as far as hooks. You got to be pretty careful with that.
I guess you call it thrifty. You got to be thrifty with your baits because you only got so many, and if you lose them, you're done. But they do give you a variety of different styles.
We've had popping corks going out before, which everybody likes that for that time of year. Mm-hmm. But we'll see how the guys, the tournament director, comes up, and he's kind of told me, he said it's going to be interesting. So we'll see what happens. I mean, one thing about it, everybody's going to be fishing with the same thing.
Butch, what advice, locations, can you give people for some spots if they want to fish this weekend in this wind? Where might be a good place to put in and stay out of that wind and maybe find some clean water?
Okay, clean water. How to report them to me Thursday night. Lake Prion, Golden Nugget, Lake Charles on the west side over there. Beautiful water. Sent me some photographs. Caught some nice trout, redfish, and even a flounder over there on some plastic. I've heard some fish were caught down LA1 between Fouchon and Grand Isle. Just got to get out of the wind and find some clean water. I stayed home last weekend and went bass fishing. Went to Lake Martin and went there Saturday afternoon after the duck hunters. And with the drawdown, it was quite interesting seeing a lot of things I didn't know were there. Caught a few fish, but that water really needs to come back up to get that place back in shape.
Yeah, with that water down like that, though, you do get to find some underwater structure, and make mental notes of it. A lot of people put it in their phones and drop waypoints and things to find it. How were the bass acting? Did you get any fish?
Yeah, I caught a couple. They were, well, I can't say they weren't aggressive because I had one fish that just absolutely went, do a little zoom Z crawl on top of some pads, and I mean, he just went, he hit it like a redfish, but everything else was just kind of picky. It's Lake Martin. Lake Martin's a very finicky, body of water. When they want to eat, they eat. Not, it's tough.
Yep. Well, we got plenty of spawning time coming up in the next several weeks, and bass fishing should get good, and maybe a lot of people might want to, put the kayak in on some good freshwater spots. Besides Lake Martin, where would be a good place to slip a kayak in to do some freshwater fishing?
Well, that's just it. In our area, we're limited, to be honest with you. And you've got Lake Posse Point. Again, very, I'd say tide dependent, but it's, the stages of the river. It gets really muddy down there. Really dirty, but there's some good fish caught. The basin, again, with we get rain, the water comes up and down. It can be, a place you just don't want to go. Lake Martin, Lake Fossey Point. I mean, people go to Falls River. There's been some tournaments over there. It's been really good, some great fishing over there. Even Old River. But again, this time of year, of course, they say that what's the old saying that fishermen dislike dirty water more than fish do. That does tend to hold true when it comes to that this time of year.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's a lot of spots, too, as you move further to the east where you get a good mix. Not only can you catch bass, but you're mixed in with speckled trout as you get in those brackish marsh areas. A lot of those around the Slidell area, even downriver, you know, down around Venice, if you go that far. You know, Eric's favorite spot, he's down there around Myrtle Grove and Port Sulphur. There's some stuff down there you can catch.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, a lot of that, even Ruot Canal, Bayou Manchac. There's, you know, I basically grew up fishing there, and there's, you know, phenomenal fishing there in the winter.
Lake Verret, another place, too, particularly if you like the Sockeye.
Yes.
Well, we're going to let you go. Butch, thanks for the report, and good luck. And I guess we'll get another report as we get another. We're about 2 weeks away from the Minimalist Challenge. And if people want to sign up, they just need to go to the Bayou Coast Fishing website. And I'm sure they got all the details there.
It's all there. They can go to the club Facebook page, and it'll direct you right to it.
All right. Thanks, Butch. We'll see you next time.
Have a good one. All right.
Alrighty. There he goes, Butch Ridgedale, one of our paddling field reporters. All right, we come back. This time of the morning, we talk about people who get on the wrong side of the law. Got a guy decided he was going to go deer hunting tonight. Bad decision. We'll tell you that story coming next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.